Tonight's shiur is Siman Reish Aliches, Se'if Zayin through Se'if Tes Vav, Se'if Zayin. Hayahoy lechutz lakrach, v'ra ur, Motzei Shabbos, he's walking outside of the city. He did not yet make a bracha on a candle for Havdolah. And he sees light coming from the city. A krach is a big city. Emruban einam Yehudim. If the majority of the inhabitants are non-Jews, ein mevorchin olav, he cannot make a bracha on the light that he sees from the city. Vemruban yisof, the majority are Yidin, or filo mechz amechz, or even exactly half and half, mevorchin olav, he can't make a bracha on that light. Mishnah Berurah sifkan chafei, vemruban yisof, the majority are Yidin. Vetalina sha'or hu shayisol, we can assume that the light is from the Yidin. Umayri shu samach kol kach shayach l'shtamish l'or. Now it's got to be that he's so close to the light that he can actually use the light and discern between coins, k'mo shekasev sivdad, as is written in sivdad. Se'iv ches. Ur hayotzi mi ha'etzim mi ha'avonim, mevorchin olav. A flame that comes from wood and stone, a fire that is created on Motzei Shabbos, mevorchin olav, you can use that for Havdolah. You cannot use that. On Motzei Shabbos, you can use a fire that was ignited Motzei Shabbos. The fee. Shagam tchilas b'riyas ha'ur ha'yav Motzei Shabbos. Ay de adam harishna derech zeh. Because the original creation of fire, or the discovery of fire, was on Motzei Shabbos through adam harishon in this fashion. Shehi kishavonim zeh b'zeh. He knocked stone together. This is not relevant to Motzei Kippur. So that was not the beginning of the creation of a flame. Why Motzei Kippur do you make the bracha? Because all day of Yom Kippur he could not use flame. Now that it's Motzei Kippur, he can use it. And that's why he makes the bracha. So therefore, he can only use the flame that was burning and not used. It was burning all Yom Kippur. And it was resting all Yom Kippur. You couldn't use it. Now you can use it. Sharatzin Chavov points out, it's also permitted to use a light that is lit from the Or Shavas. The halacha is on Motzei Kippur, you need an Or Shavas, but you don't have to use that actual flame. You can light from it, and that also has in it some of the Or Shavas, and that's good enough. Se'if Tes. Gecholim habo aros kol kach. Shilu machnis kesem beinem hunidlok. If you have coals that are still burning enough, that if I were to put a small piece of wood between them, it would ignite. Mevorchin aleihem. Then you can use the burning embers, it's really glowing coals. You can use the glowing coals for Havdalah, for husha asuyim lahaya, provided that they're intended to give light. So if I have these burning coals or glowing coals, but no actual flame, but it's hot enough that if I put a small piece of wood, it would ignite. If it's meant for light, then I can use that for Havdalah. Mishnah Berurah sifkan chaf zayin lahayir, if it's meant for light, but if its whole purpose is for warmth, then don't use it, don't make a brach on it. Because even a flame, you don't make a brach on it if it's not meant for its light. As we'll see in Sifiraf. So here, if it's not meant for its light and it's not even a flame, you certainly shouldn't use it. The notes point out, let's say he made a brach on a ner in osu l'oira. Let's say he did make a bracha, and the flame was not for its light. So Prima Godem says he should make another bracha. L'maisi ends up with Sarachin. So maybe he should hear someone else make the bracha. Seif Yud. Or shall kivshan, the flame of a furnace, betchilas sreifas halaveinim, when it's first burning the bricks, it's like a kiln. Ein mevarchin alav, you can't make a bracha on it. Sha'oz eino asui lo ha'ir, because those flames have nothing to do with giving light. Va'achar she'nisifu, but after it's been burnt through in the kiln, az asui lo ha'ir, then it's meant to give light, umavarach and alav, you can make a brach on it. The Gemara Brachos makes this distinction, if it's the beginning of the burning or the end of the burning. And Rashi says that after you've burnt the stones, then most people light an Or Gadol Milmala. They make this big fire at the top to finish off Sreifas HaAvanim, and they also use the light. So when it's in the beginning of the process, it's only meant for burning the levanim, the bricks, and the like. So you can't make a bracha. But by the end, they make it extra large, and that finishes off the process, and it's also meant for the light. So if it's Matzei Shabbos, you can make the bracha Bori Mori Heish on that. Sif Yud Aleph. Ner Beis HaKnesses. They have a light in the shul. They have candles burning in the shul. Im Yesham Adam Chashuv. If there is a significant person, a Talmid Chacham, in the shul, mevarchin olav, you can make a bracha on that light, because it's not just for kavod, it's there so the Talmid Chacham could see by. It's for light. Vim lav, but if there's no Talmid Chacham there, ein mevarchin olav, you can't make a bracha on it, because it's just there for kavod. It's for kavod beis haknesses. Ve'yesh, or some say, it's exactly the opposite. That if there's an adam chashuv, you cannot make a bracha on it, and if there isn't, you can. Now, if there is a shamish who eats by that light in the shul, then you can make a bracha on the light. As long as there's no moonlight shining. Because if there's moonlight shining, then the shamish eats by the moonlight, and the light in the shul is for covet. Near basic kinesis. There's a light in the shul. V'nershal beis hamedrash should be a man, and our lights in our beis hamedrash in our days. Mistavra de tolu lefi amalka. Makes sense that it depends where. Im loyin dem sham umadlikim b'shvil zeh. If they're learning in the beis hamedrash and that's why they light, hainasal har, clearly that's for the light, they can make a brach on it. Sivkan chavtes im yesham adam chashuv. So we begin by saying the near beis haknesses by itself is for covered, but if there's a talmid chacham there, then it's for light. Oz nasi lo ha'ir, then it's meant for light, and you can make a brach on it. Ukshein adam chashuv, if there is no adam chashuv, nasi lechvod ha'shchina, then it's for covered of the shchina, and you cannot make a bracha. V'hayesh oimim svilu lehebech, but the yesh oimim says exactly the opposite. Dikesh yesh adam chashuv, if there's someone important, nasi lechvodo v'lo lo ha'ir, the extra light is to give honor, not for its illumination. Ubedeleka adam chashuv, but if there is no adam chashuv, sure, then it's mutter. The nasal hoyer, it's meant to give light. Me, however, im yechabenu v'yachs v'yadli kenzer havdalah, if they put out the light in the shul and relight it just for havdalah, v'adai shor l'kuli alma b'chol inyan, then everyone would agree that it's mutter to make havdalah on that flame. Isa b'veis Yosef, Beis Yosef writes, the ba'atzo seinu in our land, no hagin lahadik b'veis haknesses near me yuchod. The minig is to light in shul a special light just for havdalah. Kazeb sefer liyabba. Liyabba writes, the mid the talin and kamba adam chashuv. Since it depends on adam chashuv or not, shema mina the kol ki gavna. You can learn from here that anything similar, gon shemadik ne beveso the chavoid adam chashuv shabar. I love that if you light extra lights in your house for covet for the adam chashuv, it comes aim of arachon love. You don't make a brach on it. So the Beis Yosef brings this idea that a special light in shul for Havdalah. And the question the notes point out is, well, our Havdalah candle is not used for light. We light it, make Havdalah, put it out. So Aruch HaShulchan says, no, since we only light it for Havdalah Tzorech Mitzvah, it's clear that it's meant for its light for Havdalah. And he says, the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said the same thing, even though we're not lighting it for its or per se, the whole Hadlok is for the bracha, it's nechshav as if it's also the or. It's meant for its or.
It makes sense why people turn off the lights then.
That's true. It would give an extra credence to those who put out the electric lights before Havdalah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamed. Mevarchin Olav. If there is a shamish, he attends to the needs of the shul, and he eats there. So then you can make a bracha on it. She'asui lohair lachilaso, because it's meant to give light for his meal. Umari, now where is he eating? It's got to be talking she'oich b'vayis ha'samuch lebeis haknesses. He's in the room near the shul, near the sanctuary. V'achalonos pesuchim lo, and the windows are open. The beis haknesses also lechol. He can't eat in the beis haknesses. You don't eat in shul. But she'kosef simin kuflon aleph. We learned that in simin kuflon aleph. Isabarosh Vitiko Achorim, the Rosh writes Achorim quote, the Idna Imvarchin Klal Al Nershbes Knesset. Today, we do not make a bracha on the lights of the shul. Shemalikin Barak Chavod, the lights in shul are for covet, for honor. Sharadolkin Haneris Ahbiyom, the proof is, we keep the candles burning by daytime too. Vahakavana Al Osen Shadolkin Fnei Omed. So, what does he mean? He's talking about the lights that we keep by the Omed with the chazan stands. Shemarak Lakovet, that's Taka for covet. But there's other lights that people take home, Matzah Shabbos, to walk home in the streets, it was pitch black, they take candles to walk home, that's for light. That you can use for a bracha. There are people who stumble. They want to use the neros, the lights, by the chazan stander for Havdalah. That's not proper. Maybe if they want to use it and combine it to a torch, we're not makbid. Veneer parshut dal ner yard site in the bracha. And that's obvious that you cannot make a bracha havdolo on a yard site candle. She'enu osu l'ha'ir, because it's not meant to give light. Rak l'zeich and nishmas hames, it's a memorial for the neshama of the niftar. Sifkar lamad aleph, and the light in the shul that the shamish eats by can be used for havdolo, provided there's no moonlight. Shlotei levana, she'em yesh levana, because if there's moonlight, and Sarah Shamash or Haner, then the Shamash doesn't need the light from the shul, because he has the moonlight to eat by. So then the light in the shul is to give cover to the Shechina, and that's not fit for Havdalah. See if you'd base. Emevarchin al ner shel mason. They would put a candle by the nifter. You cannot use that for Havdalah. Sheinu osu l'ha'ir, it's not meant for light. Helkach, therefore, meister hoyim olichin lefun of ner. If they have a nifter and they have a candle by his mita, by the beer, and it's nighttime, but the candle is there, it would have been there for them in daytime. But now it's nighttime, they're using the candle at night. You can't make a bracha on that ner, even though it would seem this is being used for light, but the reality is it's being used also for covet, and the proof is because you'd have the light there even if it was daytime. So Mela, you can't use, if it's a Matzah Shabbos Levaya, you cannot use that light for Havdalah. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamabeis, Shein Osu L'Ha'ir, it's not meant for light. Rak Shemalikin Asur L'Chvad Ameis, it's lit to give honor to the deceased. Sifkan Lamagimel, Eim Avarach Nalav, you can't make a baruch on it. Kivin Shagam B'Yoyim Eim Malichin L'Fanav, by daytime they'd also have the light. Im Kein Hu L'Chav, it's a sign, it's for honor. Afal Pishat Tzvichin L'Atav, even though you need it at night to see where you're going, doesn't make a difference, it's for covet. Similarly, when they light candles for the honor of the chosin, you can't make a brach on it because it's for the covet and not for light. So I would say a common day application would be when you have achnas sefer Torah, we have torches. And let's say it's a Matzah Shabbos, achnas sefer Torah, and this person didn't make the bracha b'rei moreish yet. And there's all these torches with the procession, the sefer Torah.
Perfect.
You cannot make a brach on it. Because those avuka is for covet Torah, and the raya is they do it by daytime too. They have the torch by daytime also. So you see, it's not for light; it's for covet. If it's for covet, you can't make a bracha on it. Se'iv Yud Gimel, Suma Eino Mevarich. Someone who is blind does not say the bracha Barei Ma'ori Ha'ish. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamadalet. Eino Mevarich does not say the bracha. Da Habeinon Sheyeusul Oiroi At Sheyochel LaHakir BeMadbeil Matbea. Because the El B'Sifdalet. We learned the Sifdalet that you need to benefit from the light that you could discern between coins. Ubasum lo shayich said, this doesn't apply to someone who's blind. V'ayim p'megadim d'nisha b'tzorch iyun, im yorcha lehotzi achem v'vorcha zu. P'megadim has a shayla and doesn't resolve it if the suma can make the bracha for others who can't see. Ki mitshu ba'asma potum b'nidom, since he is exempt, maybe he can't make the bracha for others. V'kol zedavka b'virchas borei ma'ori ha'esh, this is in reference to borei ma'ori ha'esh. Al Shah Havdalah Oimer. But the rest of Havdalah, the rest of Havdalah, he could say. That's not a Shah. The rest of Havdalah, he's allowed to say. See if you Dalit. Hayoishrin the Beis HaMedrash, Ve'evilahem Ur. They're sitting in Beis HaMedrash and they get a candle. I guess they may have Havdalah, but they didn't have a candle. Now the candle comes. They're in Beis HaMedrash. They're learning. Echem Mevarech L'chulam. Once you make the bracha for everyone. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Lamad Hey. Hayoishrin. Mayri Shevdilu Kvar. It's talking about the main Havdalah already. It's discussing a case when there wasn't a light nearby they could benefit from. Now they get a light. Or maybe they knew that they're not going to have a kois that night. Because if they're waiting to get a kois, it's better to wait till you get the cup and then make the bracha on the nir when you have the cup in your hand. That all the brachas of Avdol should be said while holding a cup of wine. So the way to do it is one makes the bracha for everyone. Even though that means everyone has to stop what they're doing and be quiet and listen to the bracha. So you're silencing the Beis Medrash. So logic would say it's better that each one make his own bracha. So while this one's making the bracha, the other one's still learning. You don't silence the Beis Medrash entirely. Still, this is better. It's a cover for Hashem when everyone is yoyitz in one bracha. Even one who made the bracha, so he can repeat the bracha to be moitzi his family. This is a Shari Tshuva according to Chidah. Shari Tshuva says, the Bircha Yosef b'shei Mari Pragdi and Tshuva Misha Kfar Berach you can make the bracha again. That even the one who argues by besamen that you can't be moitzi someone else if you're not being yoitzi, because that's l'hanos ha-nefesh. But b'ner, the hu mitzvah, he's moitzi. It's a mitzvah. So for a mitzvah you can make. So the notes, Birchas Nir disagreed. Birchas Nir is not a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah Birchas Nir? Birchas Nir is not a Birchas mitzvah. And it's not something you can make moitzi someone else if you're yoitzi already. He brings the Prima Gordon wants to say, it's a shevach ke'ein b'chas ha-mitzvahs. Se'iv tezvav. Ner b'toch cheiko o b'toch panos perish kli she'noisin boi ha-ner shlo sichbe o b'toch ha-spaklaria. You have a flame, but the flame is concealed under his jacket, in a lantern. It's a kli that you put the ner, shouldn't extinguish. Or in a spaklaria, also like a lantern. So if you see the flame and you're not using it, or mishtamish l'oira, or you use the light, you don't see the flame, you can't make the bracha. Until you have both, that you see the flame and use the light. So when we start off near b'soch kecheikoi, you have neither. You don't see the flame and you don't use the flame. It's hidden, it's concealed. And perhaps that's the case of the lantern, and the spaklaria is a little different. Or if you see the flame and can't use the light because it's too far away, or you don't see the flame but can use the light because it's right around the corner, you don't make the bracha in any of these cases. You have to have both elements. You see the flame and you can use it. Mr. Bursa Kolam is Ainer Besochekoi. He has it under his jacket. Hainu. So he said, Tumuna Besochekoi. This flame is hidden underneath. Close to his chest. Shein Roya shall have it, he doesn't see the flame. Well, in Shtamash already is not using the light. The same is true of this lantern. It's a metal box with some holes in it, perforated box. V'hadamois of aspaklaria, the Mechaber adds an aspaklaria, which is a glass lantern. The afal pishu roya sa'ur derech aspaklaria, even though the light comes out of this aspaklaria, it's not called seeing the flame for the bracha boroi mar'esh. The be'in and shiha or megula, the flame has to be exposed. The magen avram u'shar chonim kasu. The magen avram and the other chonim write. The dafka be'pana shishal barzel. If you have this iron lantern that's really a box, totally closed, af sheish b'nekav, there may be holes. Ein roya hasheva said you can't see the flame directly, so there for sure you don't make the bracha. Al baspeklar yishas a chuches, but it's a glass lantern. Mickey Rosh Hashanah said, why don't you see the flame? V'yachal v'aracha, you can make the bracha, she b'samach, if you're close enough, she uchlesh nashlo, to use this light. V'ayim b'aralocha sheheveinu, d'kam poeskim sovim, d'kadash v'chanarach. But if you look in b'aralocha, we bring many poeskim sovim, d'kadash v'chanarach. V'akein in k'dash v'chanarach, how come do this? What's he saying? He's saying, b'aralocha explains, they held the glass as a mechitza. You have to remove the glass. If you remove the glass and you see the flame direct, that's fine. Everyone says that's fine. The problem is the glass is in front of it. Now, it's very likely their glass was not as clear as our glass. This appears a lot in halacha. Their glass was not that clear. We talk about because chametz and other things. Their glass It was made translucent. It wasn't transparent. They did not have transparent glass. There were no birds hitting it, thinking it's open. That didn't happen with their glass. So you can make out a flame, but it's not that clear. So the Be'er Halacha says, what the Mechaber holds is you have to remove the glass. You have to see the flame clear. That's why he passed Las Beklario. The other poskim argue that, no, you can see the flame, so you can't make it out perfect, but that's good enough, as opposed to the lantern where it's totally metal with just some holes in it. That for sure is no good. There you get the light without seeing the flame. So the Shabbat Las Beklario is, do I have to remove the glass surrounding the flame to really see it well or not? Mechaber says you do, and these Achronim say you do not. But again, I don't believe their glass was transparent like ours. As far as wearing your glasses, when you say the bracha in the air, so it's Shulchan says, you have to take them off. For those shamanu, I never heard anyone be more. Sivkal namiches, ve'eino mishtamish la'ora. If you see the flame, but you can't use the light, kagon shom nimrochok, means you're standing at a distance. For lo yuchel ha'haka be'elabe, you can't discern from coins. Or, if you can use the light, but you don't see the flame. Why don't you see the flame? You're standing on the side. Well, again, like the Be'er Halacha says, it's around the corner. So you get the light perfectly, but you don't see the flame. In any of those cases, you cannot make the bracha until you see the flame and use the light.